Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan 'n baie warm eerste naweek van November word. Daar kom 'n hittegolf van môre af. Dis oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, die Vrystaat en die oostelike dele van die Noordwes. Daar's ook 'n waarskuwing vir uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande. Dis oor die westelike dele van beide die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Pretoria vandag op na 32, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela en Malagleni en Polokwane 28 en Rustenburg 33 grade.
So in Braamfontein is nou 'n ongeluk op Smitstraat Oos, dis naby Station Straat en verkeer beweeg stadig.
Die ANC hoor vandag die appel aan deur voormalige president Jacob Zuma teen sy uitskopping uit die party. Die ANC se nasionale dissiplinêre komitee het in Julie Zuma daaraan skuldig bevind dat hy die party se grondwet oortree het nadat hy in die Mei verkiesing sy steun gegee het vir die nuutgevormde Mkhonto Besizwe party wat hy ook help stig het. En die Afrika Unie waarskei dat die apokke uitbreking nog nie onder beheer is nie en doen 'n beroep vir meer hulpbronne om 'n erger pandemie soos die COVID-19-1 te voorkom. Meer as 1100 mense is reeds op die Afrika-kontinent aan apokke dood met meer as 48000 gevalle wat in 19 lande aangemeld is sedert Januarie. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, we are celebrating the Spa Proteas this morning thanks to Spa, and they've already put smiles on faces, starting off their Spa Challenge at Ellis Park against Malawi with a 68-31 victory last night. And that result sees South Africa take a 1-0 lead in the three-match series. The tournament continues. The second test is scheduled for tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The third is on Sunday afternoon at 3. Meanwhile, in the curtain raiser of that women's game, South Africa's national men's team beat Zimbabwe 51-36. South Africa wrapped up the second test match and the series 2-0 with the best ever innings and 273 victory over Bangladesh. That was in Chittagong yesterday. Kagiso Rabada play off the series for his haul of 14 wickets through the test. The Proteas now prepare for two home series against Sri Lanka and Pakistan. The short format also in the spotlight after white ball head coach Rob Walter yesterday named a 16-player squad. The Proteas men will take on India in a four-match T20 international series. That's between the 8th and the 15th of November. And as one of the really excited voice notes earlier noted, it is international rugby time, but we South Africa fans have to wait until next week for the Boks to get their UK tour underway when they take on Scotland in Edinburgh. Tomorrow, however, England welcome the All Blacks to Allianz Stadium, which is the new name for Twickenham, and Scotland face Fiji at Murrayfield. What makes that match interesting is there are three South Africans in that game. Lucid prop Pierre Schoeman, former Bulls, his brother, left winger Duan van der Merwe, or rather the brother of Van der Merwe at the Bulls at the moment, Duan, will both start. Hooker Dylan Richardson is also in line to earn a fourth test cap off the bench. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.